T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's right. Welcome in. We are live in downtown Toronto, a Raptors home game.
No, as they play host
to the Detroit Pistons.
No, big game, by the way.
The champs are in town.
Toronto. The champs are in town. But it is Super Friday, I guess, right? Leading up to Super Sunday, and we'll get to our picks. This isn't for theater or anything. I felt this for a while, that the Chiefs are going to stomp the living hell out of the 49ers. And the little bogey kid, he's all bright and bushy. He thought all like Green Bay last 2 weeks ago and everything. And he said, no, those 49ers, they're ready to go, Jimmy G. And I hate, please don't put much money on it, please.
No, I actually don't think I'm going to touch it at all.
Okay, good,
but good.
Yeah.
If I did.
Oh, God.
But I'm not going to. But if I did.
But don't.
It'll be on the 49ers. And we both can give our little spin on it. We'll do that coming up, say, 6:32 as we lead you to Red Wing Hockey at 6:40.
But big game, yeah.
A lot of stuff going on today. A lot of reports. You can call them erroneous. You can call them whatever you want. Of course, there's the stuff on Tua Tagovailoa that apparently his family got word that maybe the Lions might be interested at 3. And they were very quick to kibosh that the Miami Herald.
And let's apologize. I have a feeling to his family.
They've been listening?
Has been listening to our show.
Yeah.
And people say, no, we don't want him. His hip is broken. No.
Or maybe they're reading DebtNews.com in your wonderful column, basically advocating for Tua.
I wanted Tua, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, dear, they really are trying to get you up there. No, not my little baby Tua.
You also have the, what kind of goes along, you know, with those lines, because if the Lions are going to take Tua Tagovailoa, obviously that means something would be going on with Matthew Stafford. Now, I want to read for you a few tweets here. Obviously, we don't necessarily know where these are coming from. We don't know the source, although you never really do. But Omar Kelly, who has
been...
Let's
make this clear. These are new little tidbits from different people. And we don't want to, like, belabor, like, Stafford, Tua. But with each successive day, and now there's another twist with Stafford that it lends validity to it, doesn't it? Or are we just getting caught up in the, you know, the firestorm 3 months before?
Well, let's read a couple
of
these
tweets, okay?
Omar Kelly, Sun Sentinel down in Florida, sent out a few tweets earlier today. One was in response to basically a question asking, okay, so are the Lions going to be a threat here? Are they actually going to be interested in Tua? Kelly tweeted the following. The Lions are, all caps, without a doubt, a threat. They will either take Tua for themselves or trade the pick to get a Tua's ransom. I like how he said that. That's the word on the street, and these streets don't lead me astray. Odd wording.
And it makes
you think that, you know what, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, it makes you think he's throwing crap against the wall, but that's okay. We all do.
He then followed up with a quote tweet of his tweet. Is that getting too technical for you?
No,
are you okay?
Okay.
Yeah, stating the following. Complicating this for the Lions is the Stafford-Patricia relationship, which I'd heard from these streets. I can't handle it. Is an issue. Everyone will deny it, but Stafford might...
Whoa.
What is this guy writing? Force his way out of Detroit because he sees the end coming. I've heard New England is a possibility there.
New England always comes up when it comes to Stafford. You know, will Patricia do a solid for his boy Belichick? And so that part isn't new. The Patricia-Stafford possible strain relationship, I totally buy that. I do. And I've bought it for a while. And remember we've discussed, like, well, no, but he can't be just because he stayed here all this time. Why would I say, okay, but things change.
Mm-hmm.
He's had the broken back thing, and there was a lot of discord or disconnect on whether or not he should go on IR last season, and he didn't until, what, the last week or the last 2 weeks, and they finally did. So he was clearly fighting it. You want a deep, dark conspiracy theory? You want a
I
deep,
love conspiracy
you
theories.
You want a deep... I mean, no. This is the dark web of conspiracy theories.
Am I going to have to change my pants again?
The dark
I'm running out of pants today.
Web, okay?
Okay, I got to do a lot of laundry this weekend.
It's always been like... We can debate... that debate we've had, and we don't need to... Tua, will he be healthy? I don't know. He's going to get hurt again, and whatever. There's no doubt his talent...
Tua or not?
Yeah.
Tua.
His,
yeah.
His talent is not debatable, but the fact that he's had injuries is not debatable either. So let's set that aside. Now it's been to the Stafford thing, and like, oh, Stafford would never leave. Martha would never leave her beloved face of the franchise
yeah.
leave. Why would he do that? The contract is too big. There's no way he would leave. And then I got to thinking.
Yeah, get to the fun part. Okay.
There was that early in the season that when he's yelling, trust me, when they had the first down and they called timeout. Then there was the IR thing. Really weird to the point where the Lions were so finagling it, they got fined and everything else. Here's my deep web conspiracy. What if the Lions just wanted to shut him down for the rest of the year, you know, whatever, improve their, but also wanted to remove him from the equation, and Stafford fought so hard to play again the rest of the year because he felt that they were preparing to move on from him, and he felt he needed to get out on the field, prove he was healthy, so they can't, because that's the path they could take to Martha. They could say, we had to sit him out the last half of last year. You know, it's you can't really, we're ready to move on. And he didn't want that to be the narrative. He didn't want, oh, wounded Stafford, they're finally ready to move on him. He wanted to go out there and show either the next team...
That he's fine.
And that's my theory, is that that discord was not about, you know, oh, I just want to be a competitive guy and win a meaningless game. The same thing, Kerryon Johnson. You don't think Kerryon Johnson was like, boy, that Bo Scarborough looks pretty good, and they've seemed to like him. And do you don't think Stafford knows, boy, we're going to have a really high draft pick, and who knows, they might want their own. I have a feeling that he has been wrestling with this in his mind, that they may be wanting to move on from him. Screw you, then I'll move on myself. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136.
Throw that question out there.
That's dark webbish, isn't it? Do you buy what Woji just threw up against the wall, and it's sliding out a little bit, but not all the way, that maybe indeed Stafford recognizes that the Lions have wandering eyes. They interviewed Danny Dimes before the draft last year, and that he was the one that wanted to play to prove he was still valuable, and because they didn't let him do it, there is a rift with him and Patricia, and that's going to precipitate him leaving town.
See, this is just...
Wow, give me a mic to drop.
This is beautiful.
Give me a mic.
And this is the perfect way to go into the weekend and have a few, you know, drinks tonight and just really relax and enjoy, because I love that. Mm. And that falls in line with, you know, really what I've been saying, I think, for a while. My belief is, and we'll never know this, was that it behooved Patricia and Quinn to shut Stafford down for the rest of the season, because it was their built-in excuse to obviously get a high draft pick, but also to just say, well, it was out of our control. You know, we didn't have Stafford for the rest of the season.
But it didn't behoove Stafford.
It didn't.
No.
I totally agree. I mean, that both of those things can go hand in hand. And I do wonder, too, like if, okay, whether or not it was Quinn and Patricia who initiated it, whether or not it was Stafford, fine. But Stafford has been here 11 years. Hasn't been able to win anything, has gone through a million different coaches, has gone through, you know, everything you could possibly go through, right? And has never been able to win. I do wonder if he, you know, wonders whether or not he could actually go into a different situation, a better situation, and win, and if
he
wants to explore that.
How could he not wonder? I mean, you may think he's a robot because he doesn't really say much, but he's not a robot. And here's one more layer to it that adds to it.
Boy, you are firing today. I love this.
How often do we say, and we've had this conversation, why do the Lions, like, they're so compelled just to back Stafford publicly? Like, no, we're blessed to have him. He's our guy. We're blessed to have him. Doesn't it seem over the top? Doesn't it seem like there's an ulterior motive? Don't you think the ulterior motive is, we've pissed him off. We know he's grumbling, and we cannot in any way, shape, or form throw him under the bus publicly. And that's why they go over the, like no other player, they go over the top. He's our guy. Oh, yeah, of course, he'll be great. He's wonderful. That adds to my theory that they know there's a disconnect, and they don't want it to be public because then that ruins trade possibilities.
All right, do you buy into this? Do you buy what Wojo is throwing out there and presenting for you? 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Let me ask you this, though, really quick here. And we'll get to some phone calls coming up. What is the excuse? Say they do. Say 2 months from now, breaking news on ESPN, Adam Schefter, Matthew Stafford has been traded to the Raiders. Matthew Stafford has been traded to the Patriots, whoever. What is Bob Quinn? He gets up to the podium. What is he saying about why they made that move? Is it just we saw a quarterback that could be there at the top of the draft?
That's the only thing he can float and not be laughed at. Because how could you go from wildly supporting Stafford to we are ready to move on? Tua is their exit strategy. It's the only one that works, right?
Wow.
You can't say, we're going to do it for cap relief. What do you mean cap relief? You guys supposedly have to win pretty quickly, right? That's the
supposedly.
Only reason.
Supposedly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.